10773, Roger and Jennifer McMahon, north of intersection Route 16, southeast of Road 227, a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot.
Can I have your names and addresses, please?
Jennifer McMahon, 19276 Hummingbird Road, Ellendale, Delaware.
Roger McMahon, 19276 Hummingbird Road, Ellendale, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain your request to the board, please?
Yes. We would like to install a pole barn in our yard or additional garage, and we're requesting a 10-foot variance on the setback to Hummingbird Road to allow better access to the garage doors and make the building much more useful. Also, we have a buried propane tank, so we're trying to avoid having to relocate it.
Okay.
Where is that tank located on your diagram here?
Can I?
Sure. I didn't know what it was.
This would be the pole barn right here. Right. This is our existing driveway and a parking pad. And I'd like to be able to have two garage doors. And because of the location of the house, if it's without the setback, it's only going to be able to put one door in.
Where's your propane tank?
Right here.
Right here?
Yes.
Good. Inside the house?
It's approximately 12 feet off of the house.
Okay.
Where is it? The other side?
It's on the other.
Oh, okay. The back?
Right.
Yes, sir.
Good. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Please. The lot also has a fairly irregular shape to it, and because of the house placement, there's fairly limited to where we can fit the building.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and with your application, you had the questions for granting of the variance.
Yes, sir.
Could you address those in at this time, please?
Well, the first one was the uniqueness of the lot because of the shape of it and the location of the house and, of course, the propane tank and where our existing driveway is. It makes it much more useful or easier and, of course, cheaper to put the barn in that location.
Okay.
I guess it would still be possible to put the barn in, but it's just going to cause a lot more driveway or entranceway to the building. I guess, I don't know if that covered one and two poorly, probably, but I would say it is necessary for a good utilization of the garage, and I have a fairly large work truck that I would like to be able to park in the building for security, so it's one of the reasons for wanting the larger doors. I guess the difficulty has been created by me because I want the building, but ideally, I guess when the house was first placed on the lot, it could have been placed more towards the point, and which would have given me a lot more leadway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe the variance will really affect the neighborhood, because it is mostly an agricultural area, and I don't believe it's going to affect anybody being able to see down the road, because where we're putting it is on a straight run of the roadway. There's no turns or anything that would impede traffic, I don't believe.
Okay. B.
The adjacent property is currently farmland, and there's a pretty large tax ditch between us. So I don't think it would have any effect unless maybe they were going to put a driveway just across the ditch, and there would still be 30 feet between the barn and the road, 30 to 40 feet, mm-hmm. for them to be able to see if there was any oncoming traffic. So I'd say it would not affect them.
All right.
I don't see how it would be detrimental to the public welfare.
In what regards?
I don't believe, I think it's the least amount that would be useful for me. I mean, more would have been better, but I think with 10 feet, I can fit the two doors in like I would like to and be able to make the garage useful.
Okay.
And yes, the variance would afford relief for being able to use the garage doors. So I guess C, I'm going to say yes as well. The special use exception, don't try. I didn't do too good answering the other ones. Don't
no,
try.
No, you did fine. That's a different request.
Okay. It's different.
And
you did fine with that.
You had written but not mentioned too much about flooding. I take it that flooding makes it difficult to locate that building?
Yes, to put it back. In addition to having to move the propane tank, since we've lived at this location for 3 years, one time the back part of the lot has flooded, and we were trying to keep the building away from that area mm-hmm. as well.
Okay.
All right. That's good. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I believe in the case of 10,773, I believe that applicant has met the standards for granting a variance. So I would make a motion we approve case 10,773.
Excuse me. Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,773. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen, ladies. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.